Delta Flight 1152. After the first drink, you can be what you're not. It's so easy. All you must do is answer this man's questions with truths you've just invented. On my way to the annual meeting of master magicians, or to a conference of physicists or international bankers, and your life is enviable, new. Tell him you're sad because you're on your way to your sister's wedding and you're in love with her fiancé. Wipe your eyes, sigh, mention almost under your breath the baby you had to give up, the job. You're the one who introduced them. You couldn't stop yourself. He would come to your desk at the office. How lonely he was, how young. But if you reveal the afternoon of lunch on the rooftop, how for you it wasn't enough, there's certain danger this man, his drink finished, ice diluted in the bottom of his plastic cup, will lean too far into your invented life. He'll offer his handkerchief, you'll finger his embroidered initials, he'll touch your arm, hand you his card. His voice unsteady, he'll tell you to call him at home. You, an only child on her way to see the ocean for the first time. You who have managed to live a moral life, whose troubled heart has never surrendered. Now, with your wild and dangerous lies, you could turn toward this stranger and open.